SCD, Adding Hubby, and Fed Couples on today's Phenobabble. Hey, welcome to today's Phenobabble, where we take questions from federal employees and make them understandable for humans in under 20 minutes. I'm Cassie Knight.
And I am Kevin Jones. And we take these questions from Phenobabble.com that you can submit if you'd like to, or we take them from the workshops that I do, from the Fed Pilot workshops. And we go in more in depth than what we can usually do in a webinar or in a classroom style environment, and talk about things that are even tangential to those topics as well. So, first one, let's jump on this. Question number one. What do we do if both of us, but let's just do this anyway. What do we do if both of us work for the federal government?
I don't know. What do they do, Kevin?
That's kind of a... That's a big, you know, and I'm sure this was asked in context of a certain topic, but I thought we'd throw this in there because I think it's important to point out when I do my classroom workshops, I say, how many of you are married to another federal couple? And the people who are married to another federal couple raise their hand. And I say, there are bonuses for you. And there are extra things that you get that no one else here gets.
Right.
It's important to know that if you're in that situation, what those are, what you get, and how to take advantage of those.
Absolutely. There are so many different benefits that you can piece together differently if you're a federal employee couple, as opposed to just being a federal employee with a spouse who works privately or you know, outside of the government. And so you really have to think about what does that look like for you? And of course, the answer is going to be different for everybody. Every federal employee couple, is the federal employee yep. couple a CSRS and a FERS? Right? What retirement program are they under? What right. type of employee are they? Right? There's too many questions here to really say what they should or shouldn't do.
Yep. And I'll even say this, because this has come up a few times and it's really interesting. If in answering what should we do as a federal couple, sometimes it, like you said, one could be a FERS, one could be a CERS. Sometimes what you do will be different than what your spouse does. For example, in the TSP, if you want to take out any money from your TSP, if you're a FERS, your spouse has to give notarized consent. So I'm going to have to go get a notarized consent from my spouse. If I'm a CERS, a CSRS employee, my spouse is only notified, which means that if I can get to the mailbox faster than my spouse can, she'll never know why that new boat just suddenly showed up, publisher's clearinghouse style, you know? What?
Yeah.
So again, what you may want to do is different than what your spouse does if you're a federal couple. So it's important to dive in and understand what that is, what in what
Absolutely.
Context you're talking about.
Absolutely.
Good. All right. That's question number one. Question number two. This one says, so to be clear, only I have to be an FEHB for 5 years before retirement, and I can add my husband to my benefits at any time. Is that right, Cassie?
So I really am not really sure why they're asking this question. But anyways, I guess essentially, yes, they only have to be in FEHB for 5 years before retirement, obviously, to keep it in retirement. Because I think there's like two separate pieces to this question. So I'm going to talk about the first one.
Good.
First. But here's the deal. It kind of coincides with the next piece of this, which is, I can add my husband to my benefits at any time. So do you mean FEHB or Figley? Like, I'm not really sure what they're talking about, but I'm assuming it's still for FEHB just due to the context of the question.
Yeah.
And the answer is yes. You can add your spouse, whether husband, wife, whatever, at any time to your FEHB. However, you want to make sure that they're still covered prior to retirement, right? Because if you just add them and then, 3 months later you pass away, that might change financial stuff, right? Or something like that. And so we've got to really make sure, or maybe you think, oh, I'm going to add them. And let me back up here. At any time, I'm assuming that they're talking about at any given open season.
Okay, good. Well. I was going to clarify that. Yes. Yes. Open season or based on a qualifying life event as well. For example, if you have a child, you can add who you want to. But again, having a child in retirement typically doesn't happen. So it's usually
something that you would want to plan for.
I'm sure that can happen. I'm sure it does happen. But yeah, you need to be in an open season or have a qualifying life event to add someone.
Right. So if you're thinking, I'm going to add my spouse in June of next year, that's not a good idea. Because you're not going to be able to, unless obviously you can qualify, like have a kid, get divorced, get married, all those different things. Or death. You don't want to add them when they die either.
Nope. You can't,
to keep it in retirement. So it depends on if you're going to have them keep it. Like, what does that situation look like? So really, think that through and, don't just think that you can add them at any given time. And obviously, are they going to be relying on your FEHB in retirement? If they are, you want to make sure that they're added prior to retirement. It's just a good idea.
Yep. And then if they are reliant on it, you may want to think about survivor benefits at the same time, because if you die, they don't get your healthcare and blah, blah, blah. That's another discussion we can have later. But I mean, there again, tangential things that happen that we need to be thinking of that don't come as apparent all the time. When we have one topic that we're asking about, we need to make sure we're covering everything else around it at the same time. Okay.
Yes. Yes. Very important.
Okay. The next question. What do we do if both of us work for the federal government? Oh, wait. Okay, I switched them. I'm reading off something else.
Did.
Is the SCD date listed on FERS paperwork accurate? What do you say?
I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I don't know.
What paperwork you're talking about?
Yeah.
Of what? Okay, are you talking about your LES? Mm-hmm. Are you talking about your employee benefit statement? Are you talking about your certified summary? Are you talking about your OPM retirement estimate? Like, what are we referring to here? And what SCD are we talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Are we talking about the leave SCD or the retirement SCD? Because everybody has two SCDs.
Whoa.
Whether or not they're the same, that depends.
Yeah. Okay. So you're blowing my mind, Cassie. There are multiple SCDs and there are multiple paperwork. What? Yes, there are.
Mic drop.
I know. Yeah. But here's the thing is that people don't, I'll give you a quick example. There was someone a federal employee that I knew that I heard, I didn't know, I heard about, who did not know when they went to retire, they were told you don't get a pension at all, period. And
what?
Why is that?
Oh my goodness.
And they said, well, you didn't pay into the FERS program, or maybe it was CERS program. I don't know. And they said, well, what do you mean I didn't pay into? I thought that was an automatic thing. They kind of came back and said, well, it is an automatic thing, but we accidentally messed up and didn't take that from out of your paycheck. So you don't get a pension. And then when I tell that story in the workshop, people say, well, didn't he notice that it wasn't coming out? And my response back is, you don't notice what's not there a lot of times. You don't know. Or for example, if you're looking at the SCD on your SF50, you don't know that it may be in a different location. If you don't know that it's not there, you never know to go look for it. So when you talk about different SCDs and on different paperwork, all of a sudden, I'm sure some federal employees are thinking, whoa, I need to probably look at all of those, and I didn't know that they all existed.
Right, and it's super important. People think, my SCD is on my paycheck, and that's, this date. And then when they realize, I did have some temporary time, or, I had some military time, or what have you, and they're including that information.
Yeah.
And then they're like, why? What do you mean you're only going to, my calculation only includes my 15 or 20 years that I've actually been working for the government, not, not my temporary service, right? Because maybe they had 5 years temporary time. I know I was working with a postal employee, and she started in the 80s, right? And I want to say 82 or something like that. Well, she was temporary for almost 16 years.
Wow.
So when she knew.
Oh, did she?
She didn't realize how it was going to affect her pension.
Okay.
Because when we were calculating out her pension, she's like, what do you mean I only get, $800 a month? And then, of course, you subtract the FEHB.
Yep.
And the FEG leave, we were able to get her a life insurance plan, and she reduced her FEG leave. But even still, taking out that FEHB, payment every month, and then she was down to like $500.
Yeah. Yep.
So here she is, has worked for the government for over 30 years, getting a $500 pension.
Oh, and you're right. I have seen that exact same thing as well. Not knowing what it was like. I remember one person in particular saying, wait a minute. I've worked for the government for all these years, and all I get are the last five. I assumed... made the assumption that I would get it all. And maybe not all of it because I was a contractor, but I thought I would get something. No, not at all.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So sad.
Very important to make sure that you're looking at the right SCD.
Yeah.
For the purpose of it, right? Are you calculating your leave, or are you calculating retirement? What does that look like? If you need to find out what those both are, then reach out to us, and we'll help you get connected with an advisor in our trust and network who can help you really dive into what those different SCDs are. Is there service time that's eligible for a deposit or redeposit? Did you work part time, and how does that affect your pension? And really look at those numbers.
Yeah.
Because our ultimate goal is to bring awareness to federal employees and get them to and encourage them to take action and be responsible for their retirement plan.
Yeah. And so if you would go to fentanylbabble.com, and Cassie will create a report for you, and it'll be comprehensive, and it'll show, okay, what do you need to look at? If there are any questions in there, what's going on? And then the advisor in our trusted network that will sit down with you, we'll say, okay, here are some things you need to be thinking about. And then you can ask all the questions you want about your particular situation and get all those
questions. We're going to give them all those answers too. When they get that report back, we're providing all of those answers for them. So that way, when they have that second meeting with the employee or with the advisor, then they're going to be able to answer, how this affects that and all of these different pieces to really make sure that you understand what those are and really set you up for financial success.
Yeah.
So sorry to interrupt there.
No, that's good. that's just fine. And if you want to submit a question for us to answer because things are complicated, also go to fentanylbabble.com and you can do that as well.
Yes. And again, no cost. No obligation. Our advisors aren't going to give you a sales pitch or anything like that. They simply want you to understand your benefits and see what they can do to help you if there is anything they can do to help you. Also, please like, subscribe, share with your coworkers, or federal employees or whoever you've got in your network and spread the word that we're here. We want to be able to help you guys out. Till next time.
Thanks. Bye.